Boston, New Jersey, San Antonio, and Los Angeles last night advanced in the NBA playoffs. After nearly 2 weeks, the first round is almost over. The postseason takes about 2 months from start to championship. NBA fans don't mind, with night after night of highly competitive basketball, and this season a heavy dose of sentimentality, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
So much for the first-round murmurs. The NBA was buzzing when Minnesota took a 2-1 lead over the defending champion LA Lakers. But last night, the Lakers finished off their comeback and appeared to be completely out of their early-season doldrums. Kobe Bryant clinched the final win over Minnesota with a fourth-quarter scoring spree that left him as confident as ever in a post-game interview on cable channel TNT.
I can put the ball in the hole anytime I want to, you know, but it's important for me to come out and be a playmaker, get everybody involved, because that's how we won 3 championships, and hopefully that's how we're going to win the 4th. But if I need to put the ball in the hole, I'll do that.
With Los Angeles, San Antonio, and Sacramento winning their series, and Dallas 1 win away from advancing, the Dream semifinals are almost set in the Western Conference. Most impartial observers believe the league champion will be one of those 4. Quite simply, the Western Conference has most of the NBA's best players. Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, Chris Webber, that's just the top of the list. In Philadelphia, home of the Eastern Conference 76ers, the West is best theory elicits lots of comments that cannot be aired, but Philly fans Stan and Glenda Laddie are willing to engage in a brief, expletive-free debate about their team's chances of getting to the NBA Finals and beating the team from the Western Conference.
We can beat the West. All we need is a center. We can beat the West.
But he's asking, are we going all the way?
Yes.
I mean, we're going to the finals. We're not going to be in the finals, but we're going to the dance.
Alas, no such hope for Utah's John Stockton and Karl Malone, two players who danced together so well and for so long.
Stockton with the ball, front court left. He looks to Karl Malone. He's got him low. The mailman jumps it. Shot up. It's it. He did it. John Stockton to Karl Malone.
Stockton to Malone. How many times had NBA fans heard that over the past 18 years? But when Sacramento beat Utah Wednesday night to end their series, it quite possibly was the last time 41-year-old John Stockton and 39-year-old Karl Malone played their basic, beautiful basketball together for the Utah Jazz. Stockton is thinking about retiring. Malone is thinking about playing for another team. For nearly 2 decades, Stockton passed, Malone scored. They never won a title together, but shared an unwavering dedication to basic hoops, running the fundamental pick-and-roll play to perfection while the game around them celebrated flashy dunks and no-look passes. Here's Stockton after Wednesday's loss.
I'm sure people that have won championships that haven't had to work very hard at it, and we worked very hard and haven't done it, and yet I feel a lot of reward out of the effort.
With Stockton and Malone out of the playoffs, the sentimental spotlight is certain to shine on David Robinson. San Antonio's perennial all-star center will retire when the season ends. Robinson is another good guy, an antidote to the seemingly constant news about pro athlete misdeeds. Much of that news comes from Portland, where the NBA's trailblazers have been dubbed the Jailblazers, which makes what Maurice Cheeks did during these playoffs all the more meaningful. Cheeks is the embattled Portland coach who's spent much of this season trying to explain his team's fistfights, drug arrests, and domestic disputes. But before Game 3 in Portland's series against Dallas, Cheeks got the kind of recognition he deserves, bailing out a 13-year-old girl who forgot the words to the national anthem. Cheeks walked up, put his arm around her, and... The Blazers have beaten Dallas twice since then, playing with the kind of intensity missing for most of the season. Undoubtedly, the team was motivated by not wanting to exit the playoffs, but just maybe they were shamed by a 13-year-old girl who showed what can happen if you listen to the coach. Tom Goldman, NPR News.